Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically able, begin your meditation from a standing up posture. Your eyes are closed. And you are listening to your body, listening to your thoughts. Listening to your entire being. Today we continue our series of meditations that have to do with the unity or the uniting of the mind and the heart. And and the true understanding that we continue building, continue gaining from that unity. And before we go to the details of, you know, to the words, to the details of the logical experience, I want you to pay greater attention to your body. I want you to pay greater attention to the truth of this moment at the level of your body. Simply relax into that place, the seat of the observer. Witness this moment exactly as it is. The mindset is really the key to the progress, to the advancement in our work. Aside, of course, from the repetition, from the daily routine, it is developing the proper mindset. And as we develop the proper mindset, suddenly we have the language of the body to help us experience ourselves during the meditation, and of course the world around us following the meditation. So let's be in the truth as it is when it comes to our body sensations. Any other experience to where we can do it. That's it. observe your body from the top down, from the top of the head. Very often, I wonder, I often talk about the fact that when we are doing our meditations, and when we are doing our inner keys, even the basic inner keys, when we say head and neck, when we say shoulders and arms, when we say chest and abdomen and legs, I wonder sometimes if we, without realizing, are not talking only about that which we see in the physical mirror, you know, the front, and we forget about our back. We forget about the fact that we exist in the back. We also forget about the fact that we are three-dimensional, at least. I'm not even saying about the fact that we are spiritual beings, that there's another dimension to us, that every single part of our body is playing a role in our spiritual growth and spiritual map to us. But that's besides the point. We are looking, and when we're working with the inner keys and we're thinking about our body, we often are thinking about that which we see in the mirror. So here's another one for us, another gem, another important reminder. When we're talking about top, you know, we're talking about our head, how many times do we think the head starts at the eyes somewhere, you know, the forehead? And maybe we miss the top of the head, you know, right there on the top of the head. That place where we cannot see. Just as when we talk about our feet, we may not talk about the bottom of our feet because we cannot see. Yeah. This is the exact reason that often when we're talking about the very first time, when we're talking about inner keys and we're saying fill, and I recommend never to visualize. And people say, why shouldn't I visualize? Isn't that better if I can see it? I say, well, I don't explain it at the time, but now you're not a very beginner. If you are here today, then you understand then that visualization has a limitation. Even the greatest level of visualization for the most advanced student with the greatest experience has a limitation. The limitation is in, first of all, in timing, what should be presented to you right now at this moment. What is the truth of the moment for you? It's very hard to gauge, to, I would say, impossible to gauge. And also, if you visualize, you will naturally visualize something that you've already experienced and that you've already learned, if you bring the image up in advance. And therefore, any form of visualization that we are doing in the art of being, in our meditations, in our morning meditations, in our daily karma, is a form of visualization in which you allow the image to come to you, allow the experience to come. So you do not have to visualize the specific area of your body, but you allow the image, the experience to be formed from the level of energy, from the level of vibration. By that, you have a guarantee of being guided into the exact experience, into exact image that you need at this moment. When I say need, I also mean that you have grown to fit in this moment. That is necessary for the inspiration of this moment. So, saying that, a very long introduction to, let's look at the truth of this moment. Not forget the top of our head. At the level of the body. That's it. You're doing marvelous. You're doing beautiful. Just let your body take you. Just because I'm mentioning the top of the head, it gives you no reason to stiffen up the arms or stiffen up the spine or stiffen up the legs and knees. Just let them take you. I wanted to mention today something extremely, extremely important that I've learned from, I would say the way I learned is to combine my experience of energy inside, my inner experience, my observation of children, and as they grow up, and the whole process of awakening the self-identity in the child, and the natural drive instincts of a child, and my ability to see it, of course, and my ability to understand the ancient words, the ancient texts. And combining those three together, kind of integrating into a logical, heart-centered observation. Logical, heart-centered. What do I mean by that? Is that logical means that makes sense to me, that I could easily explain. And heart-centered means that it has to do with the inner world, the inner experience, the growth of self-identity, and not focused on any external means. So, what I've noticed again and again, and keep being reminded, you know, some of you may have heard me mention the Old Testament, and the first word in the Old Testament is creation, right? The whole process of creation. And, it says in the beginning, God created, yes? So when we look at the word created, and the root of that word. First of all, it means health. The word created and the word health, it comes from exactly the same word. In other words, to be healthy is to be constantly creating. Because I don't believe the ancient books wrote anything else but the process of inner creation. Could it resemble the process of outer creation? Sure. But why would we care about outer creation before we care about our inner creation, about our inner growth? So the word to the wise, every time that you look at the true ancient book, ask yourself, how is it inspiring inner creation? How is it inspiring inner growth? And if it's not, well, it's likely not an ancient book, or it's likely not well translated or presented to you, because there is no other intention or attention that should be given to, you know, or coming from somebody with clarity and wisdom, but the description of the internal world. So here we are in the beginning, God created. In other words, there was health in the beginning. And health was creation. But more than that, if we separate that word creation, it could be translated. And remember, I talk about the fact that in the ancient way of writing, all containers were written without separation. That was what all letters contain, meaning and energy, were written without any separations, just as one, almost like a computer program, all as one word. So as you look at that one word, if you were to separate it a little bit differently, you would gain a new meaning from the word creation. And the new meaning from the word creation that you would gain would be, in it you see. I'll say that again. In it, you see. Or health. Or creation. Of course, creation continues to show us that first there was the water and the darkness, and then light was created. Again, created. In it he saw light. Or health would be determined by the availability, or by the distinction, or by the noticing of light. I'm awfully simplifying here. But like one good book said, you know, once it revealed and came very close to revealing many, many secrets, it said, the one that understands will understand. You know, you were just about to get all the logical explanation, and suddenly the book has ended and said, the one that understands will understand. And that, to me, was always something that I refer back to, and I say that a lot of the things cannot be opened up fully until they are understood by the reader themselves, until the reader has been opened up from the inside. So creation is health. And therefore, we should never stop creation. We should never stop creating ourselves and recreating ourselves. And we should never stop seeing the new. And how do we see the new? Well, we are given the formula. Seeing the new is seeing the light and the darkness. So first you must have a little bit of darkness. First, you have to have a little bit of feeling lost and, you know, with darkness. What kind of feeling does the darkness give us? Unsure. And again, we're talking about inner experiences here, yes? Unknown. And suddenly, within it, light is being shown, introduced. For those of you who've been here long enough, you remember the example that they gave of light coming into the room and the different shades of light. As we open up the screens, when I talked about karma and how it adds new meaning into our life, every single shade of light that transforms the room we are in into an experience of a higher kind. But one of the most important things about, you know, creation, or in it you see, now you understand the light, the meaning of light in this example. In it you see is health. One of the most important components of that is that the moment that we are introducing light into our own darkness, even though it is still our own structure, it's nothing, always to remember that it's nothing foreign that's being introduced. It's something that is already within us being revealed to us. We have worked hard through, you know, our own intentions, and suddenly we begin experiencing ourselves in a new way. But the beauty of introducing light into the darkness actually ensures that we are humble in the experience. Even though it's still us and within us, we're still given the clues of always holding something sacred, greater. And by doing so, we're always guided into moving forward. Because suddenly there is a sense of joy, of unfolding the new, of recognizing the new. Every single sense of challenge that we have in our life, and very often it has to do with our feeling of darkness at the level of the soul, or feeling something is missing inside, not always being able to pinpoint what, and we're always in search for that light. Or we are introduced the physical experience of that, of what I've just described, in a form of maybe, you know, discomfort or pain or or even illness. Never to forget. That all we need is in it, you will see, and then you are able to repeat the creation of bring to health that which was dark a moment ago and now the light has been introduced and a new meaning has been revealed. You know, each of you who listens to this, when you listen to this, you will receive in these words a message that is hopefully perfectly matching to where you are standing. From the place that you are looking, from the creation that you are part of at this moment, from the healing that you require, so first there is darkness and then there is light. It is like that in everything that is natural, that has great potential. It is like that in each day, and it is like that in each moment of our living and breathing experience of self and of the world around us. As one inner key, I want you to repeat with your inner voice today before we complete this meditation. And I hope you've self-regulated to the experience today. And then just listen, but embody these words, embodied in a sense of allowing the body to express itself and yourself to notice the expression and give it freedom. One inner key today before we are done. Very short inner key. Here it is. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To become a partner in creation. A partner in health. In it to see. In it to see. Partner in creation. A partner in health. In it to see. And fill my entire body. Head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, You're doing amazing. I want to thank you for being here today, live or in a replay. Whether it is today, tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now, or 100 years from now, we are here as one. We are here united by our intention. Outside of time and space. United by our intention of becoming co-creators. Healthy. So we too can see if you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy a little bit longer, otherwise embody, internalize and take it into the day. But if you have a few more moments, stay in it. Let it flow, let it self-regulate. Observe your body and don't forget the very top of your head and the very bottom of your feet, as of course your back. My name is Eric Waldman. I so appreciate you today. I so appreciate you for your dedication, for your work, for your ups and downs, not for your necessarily all perfections, but for the perfection in the truth. Until next time. Bye-bye.